It's time now for our continuing celebration of National Poetry Month. We've been asking listeners to tweet us poems they've written themselves, and each week we'll read through some of those submissions with a celebrated poet. This week we're fortunate to have Tracy K. Smith. She won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 2012, and in 2017 she served the country as the Poet Laureate. Her latest collection is Wade in the Water. Welcome back, Tracy.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk first a bit about your poetry podcast, The Slowdown, launched last year. Is there anything new that you've learned from that experience, maybe about yourself as a poet or how you think about poetry?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, I'm using a different vocabulary to talk about my relationship to poems than I often use in the classroom at Princeton where I teach. And what I'm thinking is in terms of experience and anecdote and the ways that my own feelings shed light on the poems that I encounter. And what's been so great about the podcast is there's the chance for dialogue with listeners. And every now and then I get an email that says, oh, this particular poem that you shared helped me in some way, or it surprised me. And that's been really valuable. It's reminded me that poetry is useful in so many different ways.
Well, and we have sort of a dialogue here today as well. Let's get into some of the Twitter poems that have come in from our listeners. Which do you want to share first?
I'll share one by Mara Toes, because it reminds me of what I feel during these weeks of sheltering in place. Sleep. Wake up. Back to bed. The days blend. Was that yesterday or the day before?
Boy, a lot of people could relate to that, right?
Yeah, we're in kind of a strange, almost like spin cycle of days.
Did you find that some of the poems that you received sort of relate to this current moment?
Yeah, there are a lot of poems, and there are a lot of poems that are thinking about the anxiety and oftentimes the grief that we feel. Those are feelings that I think are really on the surface of our days. There's a lot of worry and uncertainty, and so many of the poems that came in spoke to those feelings. And then there were some that were helpful to me because they were looking toward the quiet moments of beauty. There were a few poems that addressed the ways that nature seems to be an encouraging aspect of life.
Do you have another one? I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, here's another one. This is by Roy Hartree. There are many kinds of freedom, he told me, biting down hard on his pipe. The water swirled around his legs. Then he cinched up and cast his line and freed a fish from the water.
Hmm.
I love the beautiful sense of blurred or mixed contexts in this poem. So there's a conversation that really feels like it's about life and about choice. And then we kind of leap into this other context that surprised me a little bit. Two people are actually talking about these things while fishing. And the image of the water swirling around one man's legs and the gesture of casting a line is so vivid. And I love the beautiful transformation that happens in the last line, where what we usually think of as catching a fish becomes something else. He freed a fish from the water. Somehow that also seems relevant to what we're feeling right now.
Sure does. Now, these are really beautiful poems, Tracy. Do you have any advice as a teacher of poetry?
I think that a really great thing to do is to spend time looking at the world and looking at things that don't normally call your attention to them, and thinking about what you see, not what you expect to see, but what you actually see, and bringing that into language, watching someone do something that you've never quite focused on before. I think that might be one of the ways that that last poem came up with that final stunning image, or looking in the animal kingdom. I think poetry lives everywhere, and perhaps the chief task of the poet is to look closely at places that are often ignored or disregarded, and to find the kind of gems or the insight that might dwell there.
That's Tracy K. Smith. She was the 22nd U.S. Poet Laureate, and she is host of the poetry podcast, The Slowdown. Her latest collection of poems, Wade in the Water, is out now. Tracy, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much.
And if you'd like to hear your original poem on the air, tweet it to NPR ATC with the hashtag NPR Poetry. Each week through the end of April, a published poet will join us on air to talk about some of the submissions that caught their eye. And even though Twitter has changed its character limit, we're sticking with the original rule. Poems must be 140 characters or less.